Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Clift reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Clift moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesci moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Pesci scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Tabor moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Tabor scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pesky. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Lobbs scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judd for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. McQuillan moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Bill Buttland now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge bunts in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien pinch hits for Bill Buttland. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Auker hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox scores. It's 8-7, Browns. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's Browns, 8, Red Sox, 8. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tony Criscola pinch runs for Harland Clift. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuillan bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Criscola moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. McQuillan moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuillan moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doerr. McQuillan scores. McQuinn scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 10-8, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-4 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Strange now playing third base. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pesky bunts towards third. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 10, Red Sox, 10. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Fox moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.